Hey, it's Delilah. Thank you for stopping by. I have put together some of my favorite radio moments here to share with you on our daily podcast. Delilah. Hey, it's Delilah. You know, a lot of people think this show is just about love, about falling in love, about romantic love. But far more often than talking about love, we talk about life, family, friends, healing, overcoming obstacles, having the victory in really tough situations. And in just a moment, I'm going to share a story from a young man who is fighting so hard to stay alive. Hi, Kyle. How are you?
Times are a little tough right now.
Tell me why.
I'm actually going through some stuff with Lyle right now, and it's just stressful. I'm not going to dive into it too much, but I wanted to call and really give a shout-out to my mom, who's been my rock through all this.
Okay, back up. How old are you?
I'm 30.
So you're old enough to know better, but too young to resist.
Oh, exactly.
So mom believes in you. Mom's pulling for you. Does mom buy into your stories, or has she figured out that sometimes they might be a little, you know, not quite the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God?
Well, mama does know best after all.
When are you going to start listening to her?
I guess that's the question at hand, huh?
When are you going to start respecting Kyle is the question, actually.
Good question.
Because whatever trouble you got yourself into, I guarantee you, if you respected yourself, honored yourself, and realized what a smart, good person you are, you wouldn't be making bonehead choices.
Amen.
Are there any kids in your life? Do you have any kids that you love, like a niece or a nephew or a best friend's kid?
I got a little brother, but he just turned 21.
Okay. If little brother is making the same kind of choices, would you be proud of him, or would it break your heart?
Break my heart.
Okay. So you love him enough to know that it would hurt him, harm him, to make bad choices, but you don't love yourself that much. Why?
Yeah, you make a good point.
It's because I'm a mom with kids making really bad choices.
Yes. Well, thank you for opening my eyes.
If I could give my adult children who make knucklehead choices one gift, it would be the ability to look in the mirror and see the goodness in them that I see, because then maybe they wouldn't hurt themselves.
Right.
So how about I play a song for you and for your wonderful mom?
All right. She's right here. Say hi, Mom.
Hello, Delilah.
Hello. I know you love this boy with all your heart, huh?
I do.
You're going to make it, Kyle.
I have to.
I know you are.
I promise you, Delilah.
Hi, Noreen. Welcome. What can I do for you?
Hi, I would like to dedicate a song to all those struggling with drug and alcohol addiction and the families who have to deal with the effects of those who have struggled and they lost the fight, and those in recovery, those who have yet to enter recovery, and they have not seen that there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
So I take it you've been on this journey for some time and probably loving with your whole heart somebody that just can't seem to find their true north and find their way to sobriety and living a different life.
All of the above. I am very thankful for the life I have, and it's hard to accept that what I did in the past is in the past, but you know, to not completely close the door on it, but to learn my lessons and let it just be that, lessons learned.
How long have you been on the other side of this?
Almost a year next month that I've been in recovery.
So, like, how long are you going to beat yourself up before you finally accept God's forgiveness and forgive yourself?
When I finally accept there's a higher power that has helped me. But I'm so stubborn that I have a hard time doing the 12 steps. I don't know where that stubbornness came from, but I think it's part of my fighting spirit that has kept me here this long.
It has, but you're not that person anymore.
No.
So let that part, set it down, set that baggage down, and step into the new creature that God is creating and the newness of a new life, okay?
Thank you very much, Delilah.
All right, my warrior friend, let me find a song for you. Hi, Cole.
How are you doing, Delilah?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, so great. I've listened to your show for a really long time, or your station.
Thank you.
And I really enjoy this everything you do.
Now that you made it through, what can I do to make your night a little brighter?
Well, I'm just sitting here just really, really longing for love. I'd like a girl that I can love and that loves me. I mean, that's really what I would like. And so if you could maybe play an old love song, probably from the 80s, around that time. I like those kind of songs. That would be great.
So you're feeling a little lonely, like there's something missing from your life, and you're ready for a forever love. How old are you?
Oh, I'm only 15, so.
Okay, maybe not for a forever love, but you'd like somebody to ask you to tolo.
Yes, ma'am. Not yet for forever.
Well, you sound very mature, Cole.
Oh, well, unfortunately, you don't know the half of it. I'm really working on it, though.
All right. Confession session, Cole. What's the worst thing you got in trouble for that your folks said that you had to grow up and stop acting so immature?
Oh, I just went on this, tangent of saying mean things to my parents and, doing, I was mad and I did all this kind of rude things, and it just all came back and bit me in the back, and I lost a lot of stuff, and all the stuff got taken away. I was in trouble for a while. So just whenever I keep going downhill.
Are you getting decent grades? Are you passing school?
Yes, ma'am. I'm really trying to stay focused. I get really distracted, at times from school and other, and just doing other stuff. And that sometimes really bites me, but I've been doing good, and I'm planning for the future, making sure I don't dig myself into a hole. And so I'm doing good in school.
So what's the biggest distraction? Is it electronics?
How'd you know? Yes, ma'am, it is.
Because that's the biggest distraction for everybody your age.
Yeah, yeah, I'm fascinated by electronics. Whether it's playing video games or taking them apart, I like it.
My biggest problem with those video games is that it takes you out of real life. When you're spending hours sitting your butt in a chair, that's hours that you're not outside. You're not climbing mountains. You're not rock climbing. You're not hiking. You're not playing basketball. You're not playing soccer. You're not playing music. You're not learning the guitar. You're not learning the drums. You're not learning anything. All you're doing is vegging out and destroying your brain cells.
Yeah. Well, in my defense, I'd like to say that I am a pretty big music person. I play piano, I play the oboe, harmonica too, but I see what you mean by that.
How much developed would your skills be if you spent the same amount of time practicing the piano or the oboe or the harmonica that you want to spend playing video games every night?
Yeah, that makes sense. I need to work on that and try and use that time and spend it better.
I will play a song for you. I really think you're an amazing young man. I think God has an amazing plan for your life. And listen to your folks. They love you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Delilah.
Thank you. God bless you, Cole. I so hope you have enjoyed these radio moments as much as I enjoy bringing them to you. I'll share more with you each weekday on Hey, It's Delilah. Hi, it's Delilah. Up Faith and Family is the leading streaming service for uplifting entertainment. It's the only place to stream all seasons of the award-winning series Heartland, with exclusive content you won't see anywhere else. Binge all of the past seasons and don't miss the season 17 premiere on April 25th, and stream a new episode weekly. Dive into the warmth of Heartland and let Up Faith and Family be your go-to service for all things uplifting. Start your free trial today. Go to upfaithandfamily.com.
Does money stress you out? Let Facet flip your financial chaos into clarity.
We feel way more confident and secure in our finances, and with that comes a sense of freedom.
Financial planning from Facet is here to help you improve your life today, tomorrow, and every day after that.
Facet was really the place where we saw all of the tools and the people coming together.
Visit Facet.com, F-A-C-E-T.com, to learn more. This ad is sponsored by Facet. Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor is it investment, legal, or tax advice. These testimonials are from current Facet members who are not compensated. All opinions are their own and not a guarantee of a similar outcome.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.